This is an audio summary of the articles published in Volume 11, Issue 1 of the Higher Learning Research Communications Journal. In the first article, Glavis Coro Montanet, Julia Sanchez Ituarte, Ana de la Hoz Calvo, and Maria de Jesus Pardo Modenero, in their empirical article, Protocol for Conducting Procedural Skills Training with Simulators, a Critical Proposal, describe a protocol to teach dentistry skills in a bachelor's degree program. The authors argue that, with the rapid increase in simulation training, comprehensive protocols are necessary to ensure student learning. The comprehensive protocol, based on psychomotor learning theory, includes prior briefing and pretesting, learning by repetitive practice, and followed by formative and summative feedback from instructors. In the second article, Rocio Duarte and Leticia Rodriguez, in their empirical research study, Self-Perceived Digital Competencies in Educational Online Migration Due to COVID-19 Confinement, developed a new scale, the Digital Competence for Online Migration, to assess self-perceived competencies of students migrating to online. They base their scale on the European Union Digital Competence Framework. Analysis of the data from over 1,000 students resulted in a confirmatory factor analysis that represented an excellent fit to the data. The authors were able to verify reliability and validity for the new scale for Mexican students. There are two research briefs. In the first, Donna Russell, in her study Design, Development, Implementation, and Support, DDIS, a curriculum supporting online doctoral candidates, use a case design approach to describe a model for online doctoral student mentoring. She draws from sociocultural learning, pedagogy, and constructivist frameworks to develop a model of student progress in the doctoral project that includes structured and developmentally phased synchronous interactions. Dr. Russell argues that such an approach increases the development of advanced knowledge and the collaboration between mentor and mentee that are needed for success in completing doctoral studies. In the second, Ardianto, Taufik Mulyaden, Adinda Santi, and Igusti Bagus Buddhidharma, in their empirical study, Online Classrooms During COVID-19 Pandemic, a Survey of Industrial Engineering Instructors in Indonesia, sought to examine the experiences of engineering instructors who had to transition to online during the pandemic. Instructors provide their perceptions on methods, perceived quality, and challenges relating to online delivery. Results showed that the majority of instructors didn't have experience conducting online classes, experienced challenges for measuring student involvement, and reported concerns about academic integrity. Their findings illuminate the importance of training instructors in online learning and enhance infrastructure at the university that makes this possible. Thank you, and please look to the journal in future issues for other audio summaries for the issues.